she grab a hold of you. I don't know. We went green there for a second. Think we should go for this?
I think we should.
All right, well, these guys running wild, you know what they should do? They should read this book, Okay, God, Now What? Maybe that's what they should do. Read that book, because maybe that would help activate their ancient secrets for success, because clearly whatever they're doing now is not working. I'm referring to a book written by Donald C. Mann, the author of the book, Okay, God, Now What? He's on the line with us this morning. Donald, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
Doing absolutely fine. And just talking about fugitives running wild through the fields of Michigan and Dog the Bounty Hunter here looking for people. They clearly have not activated their ancient secrets for success.
Nah, they're actually got the habits of death and destruction working for them. They need a little bit of hope.
Well, tell me what this book is all about and how you came to write it.
Okay, what the book about is how to use slogans or affirmations to create a breakthrough in your life and to make things that you have in your life even better. The way that I came about writing it was a number of years ago. I was working in a corporation. I was feeling on top of the world. Life was good. Things were going great. We even had a little spending money for a change. And I walked into my boss's office there in Florida, and he gave me what I learned to call the assignment from hell. I went in happy and came out numb. Immediately afterwards, another VP met me in the hallway, and listen to this. He said, better than you have tried to turn that plan around, and they have failed. So long, it's been nice knowing you.
You were having quite a day.
I mean, tell you, it was a great major turnaround or upset. Not only was the job impossible, there went my family life, because it was halfway across the country over in St. Louis. You know, it sounded like a promotion. I was finally the president of my own division. I was given complete hire and fire authority. But that didn't do a whole lot of good because this was a technical problem, and the only scientists and engineers in the world who knew anything about it were the same ones locked into. They listened to these words: fear, anger, denial, and fault-finding.
The radio business.
There you go. And the only way out was for them was to, number one, get out of fear, number two, face the facts, and three, move into creativity and own the problem. And no matter what I did, I could not throw them into any more limiting fear.
Mm-hmm.
And they were stuck, and now I could not put them in any more to be stuck. So what I realized was, first of all, was I had to fix myself, and then secondly, how to give them hope. So what I ended up doing was I turned toward the Lord and started to believe him and his truth for help, and with eyes scanning the horizon like a radar beam, looking for the wisdom and help of God to show up, somehow we move forward.
Well, give me an idea of what some of your slogans are. We don't have a lot of time, but, you know, give me an idea of some of the things that, the slogans that, you know, Joanne can, you know, recite to me every morning or, you know, so that we can feel better and feel more successful in this, you know, this lovely world of radio broadcast.
Okay, well, how about this one? I'm always calm, succinct, happy, and outstanding when speaking or being interviewed or presenting a seminar or keynote. I'm superior in effective communication in all styles and situations in which my listeners hear or my readers read what I'm saying to clear understanding of what they feel what I am feeling.
Joanne, are you feeling it?
I am.
You feeling it?
Candle.
I am. You just mentioned that, you know, he's always out of control. And with your words, I think we need some backup support. So I'm looking at that candle.
It's Yankee Candle time there. You know, you understand, Donald, you know, we have a candle that we light in the studio every morning just for the ambiance and the calmness. Give me another slogan.
Okay, another slogan from the book here is, I'm reading actually from number 7. I have absolute certainty about my ability from, by, and with God to generate any amount of income I choose to godly obedience. God is my rock, and in him do I trust. I live in God's favor. God constantly sends the right people to help me grow my life, faith in God, and businesses. I'm a brilliant and savvy businessman, and I have everything it takes right now to grow each of my companies to a $1 billion company.
I knew Joanne was here for a reason. You know, some mornings I question that, and now I understand God put you here. He did. I do believe that God puts people in people's lives at precisely the right moment. I thought that for many years.
Absolutely. And what happened for me in that plant was we did it. In 6 years, we went from zero losing money to $500 million in sales. But, you know, it was 15 years before I understood the science behind how the subconscious mind works and how the affirmations and the right kind of understanding made all the difference for me.
Donald? Before we get out of here, because we only have a few seconds left, where can people find more about this book and more about you and your writings? Do you have a website, a place people can go for resources?
Okay, it's called okgodnowwhat.com. And if they go there, they can get a free list of top 10 affirmations. They can enter a contest if they're the 10th responder to actually get a copy of the book for free.
Excellent. Donald C. Mann, scientist and business growth and author of Okay, God, Now what? Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Happy Hour, Michigan's Morning Show rolling on. I knew Joanne was here for a reason. I just knew it.